Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People here live with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today? I pray that your day is great and not just starting out great, but will be great throughout today. It seems like I come on once a week for 2 hours, but it's like I kind of miss you in a way. So hopefully you will enjoy this show. And if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And I'm so thankful for those of you who listen faithfully to A Voice of a People. And I hope you continue to do that. I need to share some things with you this morning. And that is that we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And not only that, you have the opportunity to download an app called TuneIn. I know everyone knows what an app is because now there's apps all over your TV for different TV stations that you may want to watch. So that's not a foreign language anymore. So there is an app called TuneIn, and you can get this app on any electronic device. And once you download it, please go to the search bar and type in WWGH or call during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or just would like to make some comments and be a part of our show today, and hopefully some of you out there will be, you know, find yourself that you want to ask a question or you want to call in. And thank you for the calls that I've had in the recent past. Thank you very much. Now I need to share some other things with you about others who faithfully support A Voice of a People and have been with me for a very long time. We're coming up on a 10-year anniversary, June the 10th, and these people have been with me maybe that long or maybe 9 years or 8 years, and that begins with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This will be the first free produce April the 20th of this year of 2024, and it will take place every third Saturday of every month unless otherwise notified. Well, this one is April the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness campus area adjacent to their sanctuary, and it is open to the public. Cheryl Lee, she is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City, Marion Elementary Schools, along with North Unions County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Okay, I love to start my show off with a thought for today. And it's titled, Ignorance and Wisdom. Ignorance makes you believe that life happens haphazardly. Wisdom teaches you that everything that happens in this theater of life has profound significance. What you see today is not the fruit of chance, but a fruit from a seed planted in the past. Plant seeds of peace now, and you will create a life in the future. So hopefully that set a spark off in you. I know it did in me. Or share with someone else today. I would love to turn my attention to my guest today, Willie Harris, Tap One. Boy, I love that shirt you have on today.
Bossy, I'm trying to tell you.
It's nice.
It's like we originally started out with, we was going to do something else, but we didn't have time. We was going to record ourselves, do all this stuff.
Okay.
But we're going to have to talk about how we can do that.
Right.
We're doing that. But anyhow, everything's cool. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You sound good. Sound like you're doing great, like you had a peaceful week and everything. It ain't been crazy and chaotic.
In a way. It's just peaceful today, yeah.
I dig that.
Got a break.
I brought my cohort with me.
Yeah, how you doing, Isaiah? Good to see you. We're great. Great. I didn't realize how deep your voice was until just now. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it gets like that in the morning time.
I bet, yeah. Real deep.
We just get more. By the night, we be talking like a girl. Like, Skip! You just skip. You take shots at me, but anyway. So, everything's cool.
How's it been going, y'all? You tap one and...
Man, we just been rolling with now and then. I'm trying to make it happen.
Hey, a lot to talk about, isn't it?
Man, it can be.
Yeah. You know,
it's quite a bit.
What you choose to talk about, I guess.
Well, yeah. We... It just took us a while to learn how to do it and
right.
be comfortable with what we were really trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people give you feedback and they'll be telling you, yeah, you know, but, you know, they mean well. But bottom line is, you know, you have to kind of find out who you are and what you are.
And amen.
Discover yourself.
Amen. You know, I agree with that.
Everybody have a YouTube personality.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, even though you're not on YouTube, but you got a person that you can put up front. That can do all kinds of things for you.
Right.
And entertain people or pray and help people. I mean, there's a lot of different ways of going about it. So
that's true. So true.
It just, man, ain't nothing new under the sun. So somebody just took a principle that God already has set up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we look at it and say it's you too. And
right.
The reason that it works is because God has already set it up for it to work like that.
Amen. He gave men the wisdom. That's what we're talking about today, right? He gave men the wisdom to do all these things.
Yeah.
So how you been, Isaiah, since I saw you last?
Same. Honestly, I mean, pretty good. I mean, we're still above ground.
So amen.
That's really the best part about it. I mean, other than that, we've just been avoiding weather, working.
Avoiding weather. I like how you put that, right?
Yeah. It's just... Oh, they've been talking about the stuff that's been going on back and forth with different weather and different cases, and just trying to stay prepared for it, I guess. It's not really as hard as I thought it was going to be for certain situations, but people still do the regular, go to the store and sort of kind of panic. Luckily here, they don't really do that, or it's not really enough people to do that.
Right.
So it's not overwhelming at certain places like grocery stores,
right,
you know, or malls or just certain places where people work. So been good trying to handle and balance that out along with now and then. Yeah,
right, you're right.
And then looking out for that solar eclipse.
Oh yeah, that's Monday.
That's gonna be Monday, and we're gonna be just a solar and eclipsing. if you ain't careful, you'll sleep through it.
It's
going
to
last about 8-9 minutes, maybe.
Someone was telling me the entire process is like 3 hours. Is that...
That may be true.
They were saying that,
some people actually can sit down and
see,
watch
the full process. I'm talking about the dark, the part where you can see the corona.
Right.
All of that is only going to be about 8 minutes. But, yeah, for it to move in space and space and like that. You know?
They said about 3 hours, so...
Yeah, probably.
There's some people out there waiting with chairs. Well, I know some people that said they're going
to
be
they're taking flights
traveling.
To get here and get there. And they got delays. And, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They're telling us to buckle down and be worried for the amount of people that's going to show up.
Like, triple our population they're expecting.
My Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
And Marion. They claimed that the hotels were booked last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, and some of those people that come here will not leave.
You think that?
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. People come to a place and they'll say, oh, man, this is a quaint little spot. And
mm-hmm.
It's got this and that. And they might be at the point where they're getting ready to retire or going to something.
Right.
But let me tell you something, man. A spot like this, this is where you want a summer home. This is where you want a vacation home. Because there's nothing going on.
You're right about that.
I mean, you ain't got to worry about stuff, man. You know, and I mean, you still got people, so you still got
right deal
nonsense,
with people.
You know?
Yes,
but for overall, you just don't think about. I just some of the stuff I see going on here.
Nothing compared to other places, we're right?
Not. We talk about it all the time. Stuff that we said, man, if we was in BMO, none of that. The people just, they would, if you took a group of people, and I don't mean ethnic, I mean mentality-wise.
Right, right.
And grab them up, you can only need about 1,000 of them from that place to sit here to disrupt this place.
If that.
Right, if that. Might not need that many.
I'm just saying.
Right.
That element of thinking. They would come here and look at this and just go crazy. Be like, man, they doing this. I mean.
100 of them. Just give them 100 Maryland citizens.
It's just, and it's not that they so bad. It's just that their culture is
so different, yeah.
It's like. Every opportunity you seize it. So some opportunities are good, some aren't. But, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just some of the stuff we see is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, we go to this one store.
Not going to mention the name.
I ain't going to mention it. Okay. I ain't going to mention it. And the dude he will leave out the store and go out in his truck. And leave customers in the store.
What?
He do it all the time.
Oh, my.
All the time.
I'll be right back, bro.
Every day. You know, he almost did it when I went to the store.
I'm like, well, where you going?
Me and him met right at the door. And he looked at me in my face. I said, you better not.
We've gone in there, man, and he'll be in the back stocking stuff.
Uh-huh.
4, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. People just coming in. And looking at
around.
He's still in the back.
Picking up their items.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing. Just walks back to the front.
Doing it honestly, too, right?
Yeah. And I'm watching these folks like.
And we know folks stealing, man.
I was looking at him like.
Seriously.
And they don't care.
He just I've was seen like, him plenty of times outside in the van.
They're free.
Looking for stuff. Rummaging through it. Looking for something. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody in this store.
Oh, my.
And he ain't the only one to do that.
There is a sense of nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, that's in what Marion. I'm trying to tell you.
They do. It's a sense, and it's always been like that.
I wouldn't go all that way, but it's here, but I'm still a little cautious.
And we've learned to be cautious, but you know, I remember growing up.
You literally leave the car running.
Yeah. Not only that, we went to go. Didn't even lock the doors at night to go to bed.
Nope.
When we were growing up, our parents didn't do that.
Like the other day when we rode by my brother's house, his door was wide open. He said, man, he done went to sleep.
He went in there and went to sleep.
And the door wide open. You don't care.
The door just.
But
wasn't even worried about it.
But you know something that's crazy?
What's that?
I've seen the folks that comes to his house. They will always tap, 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 tap.
Knock.
And if he don't answer.
They just leave, right?
And I'm just like, but your door is wide.
Right
and
open.
No one, and people just.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just one of those. This is Marion. And it's always been slow.
It took me a minute to realize that.
Well,
slow.
It took me a while.
I don't necessarily. I'm going to tell you something. I never saw Marion slow.
Slow. Cautious?
I saw Marion with a different culture.
Yeah.
You know, and they still have it because,
true.
You know, the same mentality that we had back in the 60s with the long hair and stuff, they still rocking all that here.
Yeah.
You know, when you come here, you be like, we still got a long ponytail, you know. And, you know, you just don't see that like that in other area that we've been in.
True.
Know? So it's kind of funny, but, I mean, and I tell you, man, this is the friendliest whites I've ever seen. They ain't nothing like the ones where we was at. Those people didn't speak to you.
Hey, well, praise God for that then, right?
I got to tell you what
now
happened.
Now, the brothers and the sisters
I'll tell you what happened
speak.
To me the other day. Lady was talking to me, you know, regular conversation, you know. And she said, you know what? We need more people like you. Can I have a hug? I was like, what? I looked at her a little like, yeah. Yes.
So sure. Is that all right?
Yeah, like I was like, I think that's okay. Like, usually that's no.
Right.
Usually that's a gift.
That's the gift that God gave him that God told me he was going to have. Okay. That's why when stuff like that happened, he tell me, I said, well, bro, that's what's supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. People want that from you.
Right.
And you have gift, the same kind of gift.
Okay.
You in it and don't know it.
Oh, my. Okay.
You know, it's like you think you just tripped and stumbled on into a radio. Okay, come on, man. Be for real. That's a setup.
Oh, I believe God ordained this. I really do, yes.
And for a reason, to just people that need to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
What Linda has to say.
Right.
You see, and when you start really understanding that and seeing how powerful that is through God, it's going to blow up for you. I'm just trying to tell you.
And well, thank you.
I ain't even trying to be prophetic. I'm just telling you, just straight how it's already set up
for right. us
as children. If you look at the tides that are turning in this atmosphere today, those that once had power is losing it.
Okay.
They're losing all of the power that they have. And the number one thing was to influence the world to believe that, oh, that's not what we're doing. When that's exactly what you're doing.
Right. Oh, it's false news. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Now the world have heard it in such a way to where everybody's had a chance to look at it and make a decision on whether they want to go with it or not, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, the truth is this. If you put something sweet inside of something that's not sweet,
right,
that sweetness eventually will take, you can taste it. So it's just like love and hate.
Mm-hmm.
All the hate in the world can't put out no love.
True.
Can't put none of it out. No,
right.
No amount of darkness can put out the smallest candle. But
yet
still, you can take a small candle, no matter how small, and light any dark room, no matter how dark it is.
That's powerful.
How big it is.
Yes.
But that darkness cannot. God's trying to show you.
That's true.
He already said, if you got the light, can't nothing put it out.
Right. And don't hide it under a bush. That's you're right well, now. All you know, right now.
You know, I'm
bring it on.
You know, I'm preaching to the choir.
Bring it on.
You know, I'm preaching to the choir. Girl, you should have got me started this morning.
That's the whole thing
about ignorance and wisdom.
Yes.
Because you have what we always call sincere ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people purposely do stupid things and conscientious stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you just, okay, I know that, like for instance, I was in the post office and an old guy came up to me because they had a picture of Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling his stamps. So I'm talking to the guys behind the thing. I said, oh, yeah, man, y'all got the Marvin Gaye. I said, man, that's pretty cool. You know, so we were talking to the older white guy came in. And he said, well, what has this guy done? You know? So I said, well, this is Marvin Gaye. He said, well, who is that? Now, I understand.
Right.
You could possibly. No, you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to purposely not want to know about that.
Because the man.
That's what I mean by sincere.
And you said. Older guy, too, so possibly he'd know about Marvin Gaye. Yes.
You know, he should know the same.
At least around the same. Even if he grew up here.
Okay.
When he grew up, I was growing up in the same area. Marvin Gaye was booming and running through here. That's just like now. You hear more hip-hop and R&B through here than you do in most cities.
Really?
Let me tell you.
Man.
I can vouch for this.
I
vouch for this every day.
Uh-huh. When you first got here.
And the people I work with vouch for this every day. There's somebody that is on the other side of that building that will be playing music so loud that it vibrates the building.
I believe it.
And you can hear it. I don't know when it starts.
Oh, yeah.
But like 3 o'clock kinda. Once everything settles in and people are like quiet, you start to hear it, and then it gets loud, and I'm like, "Who's doing this?" But you never know. But it's just
culture, man. And see,
it's funny.
Culture.
It's funny.
Is everything.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Everything that you could possibly do as a human being encompass is all part of your culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, if a person can learn to manipulate your culture. They got you.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for real.
What do you think will happen if they snatch your culture from you and hide it and give you a false culture that they know you can't work with? because it's not for you, and then tell you to go ahead on out there with it and work with it. And here you is like a fool thinking that that's what's supposed to be doing. Excuse me for spraying wire talk. And here it is. It's totally the wrong way to do it. You had your own culture. Mm. And I'm going to tell you something with me. I used to be one of these fools that I was against all that stuff. Yo, we too loud and we gyrate too much. Didn't know that that's our culture that they made you hate.
Right. Which was different from their culture. Yeah, I get that.
Papa was Rolling Stone when he said he was still in debt. He said he was always teaching, but he was always reaching.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. So I'm just saying.
You know, that's one of my songs right there now.
I used to sing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm saying that all the time. Yes. I'm surprised that it's funny. Don't it's wake funny up in the morning, boom, boom.
You want to know what sucks? The thing that sucks that he said that is that I had just watched that clip from the movie Temptation. What was it, Motown? What was it called? I can't remember what it was called.
Temptations? Yeah.
I just watched that that scene. And he walked up to him, ain't nothing. He said, what's wrong with you, man? He said, that date? He said, you know that was the day that my daddy died. I said, oh, here we go. I don't know what made me, I don't know what came, it just came across. And I was like, yeah, let me just watch it.
Right.
And it was just hitting him. And I was like, uh-oh. And I got stuck.
I know you did.
Now I'm here now. And then for some reason, it's just 1, 2, 3. And ding, ding. I said, oh, yeah, I'm now.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there watching the whole, the whole.
Yeah, it doesn't get old. It takes them 5-6 minutes to get through it.
I know.
And I'm just sitting there.
Every morning, when I used to drive from the east side to the west side, which is about a 20-minute drive.
So ribbon in the sky, Will Downing.
They get in the car. You pick your song, go. You got to practice.
Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky,
right,
Will
yeah.
Downing. what else? Would you just what else?
Oh man, there? Anything that we New Birth. So we did New Birth.
Diamonds and Pearls.
Diamonds
and
Pearls.
When the Doves Cry became my favorite.
Yeah, I like that too.
That
yeah.
was my favorite song.
Doves Cry. Oh yeah.
You want to hear that again? Yes.
You know, I saw Prince one time.
Did you?
I saw Michael one time. I
haven't seen him or Prince. My sister saw Prince, though.
Michael, I mean, you know, these guys, they got that thing, man. They got that gift, and we recognize it. You know, I was going to tell you earlier, people always want to steal your culture, but they don't want you to use it. See, every time we as people, blacks, start using our own culture, it enriches us, and we start elevating.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear what you're hearing right now going on in this country. Because we gotta take as many rights away, because they don't understand it ain't rights that make us do what we do, except for the rights that God has given us to do.
True.
And you're never going to be enough to stop that.
No.
You can't.
No.
You can't stop the wind.
No, can't stop God's righteousness.
You can't stop the rain from falling down. So how can you stop me?
Al Green.
Just like us.
Oh, boy, Al Green.
What makes the world go round? Well, that's a big question, but anyhow.
This broken man. Gone, Al Green.
We was just listening to that not too long ago, didn't
Yes.
Yeah, how can you stop the rain from falling down?
We listen to all the music.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's uplifting. I mean, it always, music gives you, I think, an opportunity to look within yourself and see who you are and where you are in life, because it's all emotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it moves you.
It's physically emotional. You
yes.
Because the sound is physical, I guess.
It yeah. moves you.
But it
music
is, like
moves
you,
said, you.
It's,
yes.
It's definitely emotion.
Yeah.
Well, say, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. He said, you can't color a fault. He said, and you sure can't do something to an emotion. I don't remember that part where he said in the song, It Takes a Fool to Learn, he said, man, can I rap to you for a while? He said, you can't do something. He said, but you can't color a fault. And you can't do something else, he said, to an emotion. But whatever he was saying, you just can't, because you can't get your hands on it.
Right.
You know, somebody
That's
said,
true.
I love you, and you try to grab that. You
can't grab it.
You ain't grabbing nothing.
No.
Baby.
But it's that vibration that goes through the body, more of physical than anything, because it makes you want to move.
It moved you, yes.
You start getting that vibe going, and you just like, for some reason, just get to moving, and something
whether
starts
it's slow
moving,
or fast, you're moving,
matter.
Right?
You're going to have some type of movement.
That's
going.
True. That's
and that's
true.
That, that's just the energy. If somebody see somebody dancing, well, to music, you know, at a place that is appropriate, not just out in public. But
that's also a culture.
But let me say
part of our culture, yes.
People should dance wherever they feel.
Oh, yeah.
You should be
free.
You should be free. And I know there's bounds that we want to have. We want to have these boundaries, right? And I know we need boundaries because some people just don't know how to act.
Yeah, you got to have them.
I walk up and down the store the whole day singing songs and just,
I thought he was getting ready to say what I was talking about.
No, you was talking about
getting ready to bring up nudity. And then you say, I walk up and down the street every day. But I was getting ready to say, because I was talking about people, we cover up too much.
Right.
We do.
And that's where the lie is.
I think about it.
And that's why if you look at Adam and Eve, as soon as God called them and sin came upon them or the awareness of it, what did they do?
Figure out they was naked, put clothes, well.
They hid.
And they went and hid. That's because they knew they was naked.
See? That's sin, though. You see how prevalent that was?
You
and it just slapped them right in the face.
You shouldn't feel like that.
Immediately.
It wasn't sinful before God said anything. Just a few seconds ago, you didn't feel
it. Well, they didn't disobey.
No, they had already did the disobeying. Because that's why he came. Because remember, they disobeyed, and they just went on around frolicking, as they do. And God realized what they did, and they said they heard the voice of God walking through the garden. And
I wonder what that was like.
That's scary. Could you imagine?
What was that like?
Imagine hearing the voice walk through the garden?
Yes.
Like, no.
What is that?
No. Cool.
That's interesting.
Did you hear
it
that?
Is.
I'll be asking some questions. You heard that,
yeah.
Right? No.
For it to be even written like that, they heard the voice of the Lord walking.
Yeah.
I'm like, what was that like?
Yeah, got to be. I don't know if I
want
to.
It's got to feel stronger than anything. Like,
it kind of makes you tremble, don't
it? Yeah,
like,
it does, and I wasn't even there.
You know in those movies, Jurassic Park, every
yes.
time they had the Tyrannosaurus walk, mm-hmm. how it makes it, I could imagine that's probably what it feels like.
And it could have.
You know, you just feeling the ground
but you know what?
But
what if that's how your body feels and everything else is just calm?
I don't know.
Like, what if his voice rumbles that much and it resonates in you that much?
Well,
that
the bass, body that, just, well, you know, that's just like that bass sound you was just talking about. That's what it does.
Right, right.
I mean, it just rattles your house and the windows and everything. It rattles stuff loose.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah, they do.
It will.
You know, they actually have contests with that.
They do?
Yes.
Those guys do.
Yes, they do.
And they usually go out in these real remote
for
areas.
No reason.
Where there's nobody... And the whole ideal is to be enough to play your music loud enough to pop your windows out, I think.
Is
they still doing that or they done changed it?
They changed it. Okay, so now this is the crazier part of it. When you go to this particular competition, they show you the speaker setup. Okay, most of them have their whole half of the truck speakers.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're like this, like one speaker is like this big. So when they finally get to playing music, they let you know, okay, like I can go this high, and depending on how high you go, the things in your car will start to levitate. So one dude was playing it, and the car got to doing like this. They said, all right, you got to cut it off. It was so loud, like the car was vibrating so much.
Oh my gosh.
Like the hubcaps started coming off, the lug nuts was coming off.
Oh my.
You know,
that's
a lot of
times,
if you look at what's so devastating with a tornado.
Yeah.
It's the percussion. It's the force that it pushes out. Okay. And it's just like when you drop a bomb, the real thing that gets you is that is, and you know that sound. What they used to call that? It was a
sound barrier, wasn't it?
No. They had another bomb, that was all it did was I thought it gave out a noise. It didn't, and it didn't destroy buildings and stuff, just people with this kind of stuff.
The radiation? No.
It was like we were talking about. It was like some kind of sonic.
Oh.
They dropped it in the middle of a neighborhood. People didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They started going around it, and I think it gave out a sound. It started emitting something, and like
they had so much crap going on. Because I remember when y'all
saw I'm thinking about the radiation bomb.
Yeah.
Because that was in the middle of the neighborhood, and people started going up to it, and they said that some stuff started happening. Well, not happening. A bunch of people got sick from touching it or being around it.
You get cancer and all that. Yeah, they started dying from the inside. That radiation. It's the weaponry that man has created.
We used to have the clocks that illuminated when you put them up in front of the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's radiation. That's radioactivity. Okay. Radio material.
Okay.
And when they first came out with that, the people that used to paint all that stuff on there, mm-hmm. they didn't know that stuff was dangerous. And they had an actual paint that they had to paint it. And they would be painting their lips and stuff. And because they didn't know. And their teeth and stuff. You know, because they would be in the dark. And they would, and then they would
wonder light up and all that. Okay. Some of the things people do.
And they didn't know that they was killing themselves. And what they found out later on is that all of them started having this one bone disease where their bones was hollow. And became brittle.
Oh.
It's because, I mean, I hear people talk about this area too, where they had out by some depot. Did you hear people talk about from time to time?
By that school too, River Valley, I think, out that way, yeah.
They had some toxic
radioactive stuff. Down. Yeah, it was.
And those people were getting sick.
Yes, it sure was.
It's crazy, man.
I don't know what they had out there, but yeah, I think a lot of people got paid because of that right here in Marion County. No, they don't tell you. They don't tell you in them factories either.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. This water in Marion has always been questionable, even back in the 60s.
City water, mm-hmm. like, I think it's all questionable, really. They're not giving us proper treatments or nothing.
I don't think so.
No. You telling me that a lot of this stuff is recycled?
I try not to think about it.
I know that's right, Willie.
I like drinking.
And you go to these bottles, and now they're talking about plastic particles is in the water. So, like, what do you do?
You tell them. I just saw something the other day that said they're filling a bottle of water with tap water. It's ridiculous. But
I mean, really, if you go by what you hear, we're not allowed to do anything. There's nothing we can eat that's good for us, right?
But pork definitely ain't good for you.
I know that.
But that's why
But something wrong with everything.
Yeah.
Sugar, salt.
Well,
too much of anything is not good for you, right? Moderation.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, and then people do say that. But you know something? It's ironic. But if you look at all the white foods, they're not good for you.
Right, starch. That's rice, potatoes.
We came from pasta, fruits, vegetables.
That's a Daniel fast.
Real,
remember?
Real plant life. You know, like
right.
We were living how long?
Because they couldn't eat meat after the flood.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that movie?
The movie?
The Ark and the Covenant. I mean, the Ark and the Darkness.
No, I didn't.
They showed it April Fool's Day. So that was Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why did they show it?
It was at the show. And it was about
the theater?
Yeah, it was about the flood and the proof that God left.
That ain't real.
That was real. and they filmed it inside Noah's Ark. You know Noah's Ark in Kentucky?
Can't believe
right
it.
There between. You been there?
It's all fake. I tell you. Don't start me. I almost sat back. He said he almost came out, but I took him back. No, I mean my character. He was getting ready to come out.
I'm like, okay, because you know a lot of people don't believe it, that it happened, that God did that.
Oh, Roy, he don't. He don't believe nothing. I try to tell him. You see, he still want to come out, don't he? He still be wanting to come. He's slick too, boy. You have to watch him. Let me tell you something. I try to tell everybody, if you don't do anything else, you got to watch now and then. Willie Harris tap one.
Right.
Because what me and this young brother does, only a few people is watching it. That may change soon. But right. Right now it isn't. But the whole thing is, you got to see what it is all about when you have an older gentleman and a younger guy
telling the truth.
Right.
And we're talking
from perspective.
Two different perspectives.
Right.
And he is very conservative, got all kinds of filters, and I don't have any.
So of course not.
It's like me and him be talking, and he be like stopping me the whole time. And a lot of people look at that because they be like, what's up with you, man? Why he always got to, you know,
chastise you, right? Chastise you.
And that's what he be doing. Like, Pops, you can't do that. We come on, man. You know, and I be, you know.
Because a lot of it he can do, but it's just funny.
Right.
You know, like that's a lot him. Of, now yeah. I do recognize, like, sometimes we go a little far and then we get lost in it. But other than that, you know, it's all fun, you know, right. It's all relative.
Right.
We try not to go too far out of boundaries or, you know, terms of folks or cross lines, you know, but, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like we not out there saying how we feel, because we're going to let you know, so we're not lying. That's one thing I really like about the show. We go on, we talk, we give more of our real perspective of how we feel about
right,
a situation.
Right.
Or how we would have done something, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we just fill it in afterwards. Because we'll answer the question in 5 minutes.
I'm sure.
That's not the problem.
Right.
Well, you know, just like yesterday, we had a 5-minute clip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
And we had a 40-minute clip. So I said, well, what we'll do is we'll do... Now, see, we talk about what we're doing on air, too, sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
So people will know that... It ain't what we
at this
do,
point, it's just a ruse, because we know, don't never do what we say we're going to
do. Okay.
That's true, too.
But people just be like, all right, so we're going
to... Waiting on it, right?
That's not...
what you said,
minute.
Right?
Hold on. Wait a minute. So that's another thing that people like about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's just... And then people think... A lot of times, they think I'm making up everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
Right.
I just make it sound like I'm making it up. So some people actually be like, is that really real? Yeah. And we got so many characters here in this little town. Oh, my goodness, man. We got a lot of characters. 90%, if not all of my comedy that I did on any stage was the characters that I got from here.
Really?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I see, when I was in other cities, I could name people.
Right.
But didn't nobody know who they were.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So true.
You know, you know, I don't talk like that because people get offended.
Yeah. We know that. We've seen that on TV, right? They get offended, right?
Yeah.
Can't say that, no.
This one we did, this last show we did.
Okay.
It's called The Wrong Damn Party.
Okay.
This young white guy decided to tell the story that something that he had posted 3 months before Cat Williams and Shannon had posted what they did,
mm-hmm.
about what was going on in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this young guy, his thing kind of got shuffled and put over, but it got some hits. But it just kind of, you know, whatever. It resurfaced. See, that's the whole crazy thing about YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
When it resurfaced, it started blowing up. So then he went and put it on another medium,
mm-hmm.
and it blew all the way up.
Okay.
So now he's actually telling this story about all of these celebrities. He didn't give no names, no addresses. All he said is, this is just Hollywood stuff.
Right.
When people talk about this stuff, the majority of them, because we done did 3 shows, because Jaguar Wright, she was talking about that too.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show with her. Girl, you need to be watching us.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got a lot going on right now. Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna tap in, see what's going on.
We try to keep everybody up to date with what's going on as far as real situations, not just.
And I know y'all do. That's why I love having you in here because you can update me on a lot of stuff.
That young guy, they harassed him for over 6 years. He said, "Now."
The one who changed stations and everything. Now he didn't blow it up. This guy here.
Yeah, what happened. He went to the party, and he said he didn't know what was going on. Him and another friend went to the party, but this other guy invited them to the party. He said he didn't realize that these people had been watching him all this time, and they knew his bank accounts, they knew his habits, so they kind of knew how to play in his game. So they just strung him along. Because him being a YouTuber and was becoming famous, this guy presented himself as somebody that can take him to another level in the game. But I've been in them conversations with people.
Right.
And they don't never sound right. I mean, there's always some Mickey Dickey in there.
Right,
every
right.
time. So, this dude, the young cat, we just call him. No, it's Doug. That's his real name. So, just call him Doug. He was like, wait a minute, something ain't right. But he was curious about it because he had been hearing chitter-chatter, I guess, about Hollywood. So he goes to this place by an Uber. He gets to the spot, and it's this huge mansion. And he said he's seen all these celebrities that you would never normally be, Same thing when you look at those pictures that they took of those people that was involved with P. Diddy and those people that was involved with the one that died in, what was his name, that was in prison, the one that got beat up and then he died. The one Epstein. A lot of pictures when you take, what was Bill Clinton doing? You know? You see a lot of people in them pictures.
But those things, like, dissipated. We didn't hear about it no more. Donald Trump's name was mentioned, too, now. He's supposed to be one of his greatest friends, but he also visited that place, so... Some of them big names you don't even hear about no more.
I want to know if T.D. Jakes is really in on this or not.
Say it again?
I need to know if Bishop T.D. Jakes is really in on this or not.
Or was.
That.
Could have been a was thing.
I hope so.
Always and forever.
Might be.
I can't really say because I don't know and I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's why I'm
But
I hope not.
It's just like a dream.
Because God can change anybody now.
I'm gonna say that was sucked so bad.
And that's
God
laid out.
God changed Saul to Paul.
True.
That was it.
That wasn't it.
Who else did he change?
Change me. I'm not the same.
No. He didn't change. He changed.
Let's see. Physically
Saul. To Paul.
Right.
Physically changed someone's wife to Saul.
He went into... Saul had no choice. Saul didn't even know he was going to be abducted. Well, we talked about
She didn't know she was going to be Saul.
She sure didn't. She didn't believe it.
She didn't believe it.
She sure did not.
I don't know what this guy...
Saul right around. Saul,
changed. That's physical, still a change,
that's
though.
That's a physical change, too.
And you can be changed.
But he didn't change her. The conditions that he had placed over that stuff. He said, if any of y'all do anything and look back, you will turn to a pillar of salt. And so he already had spoken, but he didn't go up to her and say, salt. And she turned into salt.
Okay,
like that.
I got you.
When he did Paul, when he was doing salt, salt was
powerful.
So nasty and like.
You knocked him off that horse.
He physically went up to him and changed him.
Knocked him off that horse. That's what he did with his tail.
Yeah, he did snatch him off. He snatched him off. No, he was in a wagon or a horse or something.
He was on a horse.
Whatever he was
knocked
on,
him off that horse
ride
and
out.
Blinded him, took away his sight. And scales was on his eyes.
So that's why I'm saying God only did that to one person that I know of.
The way he did it.
No, the fact that he done it, period. So these people, let me tell you something, man. When God creates you, that's who you are.
and I understand where you're coming from.
You can change. We'll talk change about your that. Behavior over the next hour.
There you go.
Okay.
You can change behavior. But we're out of time. We are out of time for the first hour. Voice of it, people. Thank you for tuning in. And hang on and come back at 11:15. My guest, Willie Harris, Tap 1, and his son, Isaiah, will be here. So thank you for hanging in there. If you can't, till next time, be blessed. Have a nice weekend.
I don't hear the music.
It's coming.